WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With just 4 days before the election, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are both focusing on the swing state of Wisconsin. They have dueling rallies in Milwaukee today, some not waiting until next Tuesday to cast their ballots.
More than 65 million Americans have already voted across the country. Data shows women outpacing men in early voting, 54% to 44%. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
Harris and Trump were in the southwestern states on Thursday and will spend the final weekend before the election campaigning. Historic flooding in Spain now claiming 205 lives. Many streets in the Valencia region still blocked by piled up vehicles and debris. The unemployment rate out this morning. The number is expected to be much lower in October due to the ongoing Boeing strike and the southeast hurricanes, and they were. Government expected to report employers added about 118,000 jobs. The actual number, just 12,000. The unemployment rate remains 4%. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've got a busy one across Wisconsin yet again. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are both here in the Badger State making their closing arguments to voters. Let's start with Donald Trump. He's holding a rally tonight in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. After he announced that visit, the Harris campaign scheduled a rally in Milwaukee for tonight. It seems they're building a stage at Veterans Park. She'll be joined by an array of Black musicians, including Cardi B. We've seen huge early voter turnout here in the Badger State, and early voting officially ends on Sunday. Here in the city of Madison, early voting is offered at most of our city libraries on Saturdays. A couple of them have Sunday hours here or there. Now remember, not all municipalities offer early voting on the weekends. So if you live in a smaller or more rural area, it's possible today is your last chance to vote early. You can contact your local clerk's office. They'll be able to tell you exactly when early voting ends in your area. Advocates say Wisconsin's voter ID law can really turn into a nightmare for many college students. They can use their student ID if it's compliant with state rules, and most aren't. On some campuses, students need to request a special ID that includes their photo, legal name, signature, issuing date, and expiration date. Kristen Hansen with Common Cause Wisconsin works with college students to help them vote.
This is one of the things that is a mystery, is a school already knows the student is who they say they are. They've already provided identification to the school. And so the ID that the school gives should be enough without all this other nonsense attached to it.
She says proof of residency can be tough, too, just because students often move from year to year. We have a link to the Common Cause Wisconsin page to help students vote on WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. At 5-3, Luke Fickell asked if he's concerned about getting to a bowl game this year.
All we're thinking about is Iowa. And, I mean, to think anything past that is crazy.
NFL, the Packers injury list growing. Defensive back Jaire Alexander with a knee injury. Jordan Love with a groin. Starting center Josh Myers with a severe left wrist injury that could prevent him from blocking and pass protection.
It's really it's just going to depend on how I feel these next couple days, you know, and whether or not I feel like I can do it. I think the big thing for me is I just got to make sure I'm not going to hurt the team by playing, you know, so I just have to answer that question.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Grizzlies 122-99. A lot of missed open shots.
This may be the greatest make-miss night ever. The defensive transition was still awful tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. They host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s, and then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison entertainment critic and CityCast Madison editor Rob Thomas. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr will be here for Bar Band Friday Night with some most excellent new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter. But his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Oh my God.
Okay, Jody can confirm that was literally a middle of the night thing where I sent that to, and I thought I had to check. I'm like, this isn't real.
It is.
I thought, this isn't actually real. Someone's saying that he blah, blah, blah. And I watched the clip in the middle of it. And I thought, again, in an election cycle where you think you cannot be shocked by anything. I'm like, hello, Chris Wray, Merrick Garland, are you up? Secret Service, are you up? Has the mainstream media covered this yet as much as garbage? Is that maggots dressing like garbage because they're idiots?
They have covered. I watched like 3 different networks this morning. They covered it.
Yeah. I guess we should, you know, take that as an indicator of how really desperate he's getting. That's what all the reports are, that they know they're losing. But this is, what line is, you know, how many times can someone say, what line is the line that's too much for decent people? Like, Liz Cheney said, this is how dictators destroy free nations. They threaten those who speak against them with death. We cannot entrust our country and our freedom to a petty, vindictive, cruel, unstable man who wants to be a tyrant. I'm like, will someone defend this? I'm like, oh, yes. What's his name? Brad Todd, the guy with 2 first names. That guy, yeah. The GOP strategist.
Right.
He attempted to defend those comments by Trump by saying, oh, he was talking about their difference on foreign policy. Oh, my God. He was saying if she was the one that had to go into infantry combat, maybe she would see. No, that's not what he was saying.
Right.
He was saying, let's see how she feels with 9 guns trained at her face. That's execution. Serving in war.
He was talking about a firing squad.
Thank you. He's talking about execution. I texted one of my friends this morning. This election is giving me a stroke. I think it is actually giving me a.
Do you smell toast?
Yes, and oranges. But are you guys going to bring toast and oranges every day this week?
That would just be funny.
So that I go.
That would just be funny.
Hang on, let me try to get in the garbage truck. Okay. This is the day I officially got winded by this election cycle. I mean, I get that he's desperate, but isn't that, when is Glenn Kirshner coming up?
Is that not? And first of all, as someone else said,
in an hour and a half.
He is out on bail. Isn't that violating the terms of his bail? To threaten, so numb to that. Oh, nothing will happen to him. He can do say, yeah. And then you're like, oh, and with this Supreme Court, he could get away with it, right? Total immunity. Oh, if something happens to Liz Cheney, right? Okay, I'm sorry. You guys are staring at me, very concerned. That's a very concerned look, and I don't blame you.
I'm just worn out.
I am too.
We have a big show.
We do. Oh, good. Yes, we have. Who can we call?
Everybody.
Let's call Ernie Hudson.
Yes. Call Ghostbusters.
He's probably not ready for that joke, right? And for us to play Ghostbusters.
Right.
He
was also in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
He was also on Grace and Frank.
He also was Lily Tomlin's boyfriend. Uh-huh. He was her boyfriend on Grace and Frank. And I'm gay like Lily, and I wish he was my boyfriend. Oh, my God, he's dreamy.
He's built, too.
Yes. Really is. Unlike someone was talking about the gun show today between you and him and Glenn Kirshner.
Right.
But also, he is doing something really fantastic, as are a lot of, you know, big names, including J-Lo. He's doing the Hometown Project, which is a great organization. They're connecting well-known people like him with local races, which, you know, Carl Frisch can tell us how important that is, right? It's a lot of the races that we don't think about.
Right.
And then Lenora Barnes we have on today, chair of the Michigan Democratic Party.
And she's working with him on that particular project.
I mean, it's magic has broken out. Oh, why I might be a little bit stressed out and cranky this morning as well.
Why?
Because I love America.
Uh-huh.
So.
You're making the sacrifice?
Speaking of people helping America that I must sacrifice. So Martin Sheen may not make it tomorrow night, but it is for a very good reason.
Yes.
He is, as you can imagine, he's incredibly effective. We've been talking to Jenny, I've been talking to Janet Sheen. They, you know, deployed him for a lot of these swing states. He's been in Wisconsin, but he is now in Pennsylvania for Bob Casey and all these other races.
Josh Shapiro.
Yeah. That are so important.
Doing God's work.
So they felt he was having such an effect. They asked him to stay longer. Yeah. He initially went to help Sherrod Brown in Ohio, which please God, Ohio, re-elect Sherrod Brown. He is such a great senator. Mm-hmm. And I've mentioned this. I've met Tammy Baldwin and Bob Casey. They're two of the nicest people in the Senate and the most effective senators. So anyway, we are working on other surprises. We have Glenn Kirshner. We have Adam Schiff. We have
Mark Hamill.
Yes. I'm sorry. It was such a big name. I was stumbling. But we're always working on, of course, last-minute surprises. We've got Jody and Chris and Bob Seska and Carl Frisch, and it's going to be a huge, great show. And there is a chance. Janet says she will let us know if he can get back.
And my friend Christian.
Oh, that's right, our ring boy who has had a... is a ball... What is it? What?
You know how some women get silicone in their breasts?
Yes.
That's what he has in his...
Ball sack.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, I have seen, if you have seen bikini pictures, poolside pictures of Chris's on Instagram, you'll remember which one Christian is. Okay.
He's the one in the orange.
So that's a little bonus.
Yeah.
And I'm not wearing underwear or a bra tomorrow night, just a little something extra for everybody.
Really?
So we're going to see your cooter.
It's hard to say. Could be one of the surprises. And also, it's that, you know, what's it called, Jody? The sheer, you know,
mesh.
Dress.
It's got mesh.
The booby dress. Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to see some nip, too.
It looks like my boobs are in prison. Huh?
We're going to see some nip, too.
Maybe, depending on the amount of movement that Mama does.
Okay. There is tape I can bring for you.
I don't need it.
Okay.
As Chris Lavoie once said, don't they make dresses for surfboards? Okay.
I'm sure they do. Right?
They're called models.
I have boobs.
Do you?
Sort of. All right. I mean, I don't. Okay. I guess we should. This awful, awful person. Please be. How long is it going to take us to suck the poison out? You know what I mean? Isn't he like a giant orange snake bite?
And then snake.
How long will it take us to suck the poison out of the body politic? We were saying yesterday, we were doing on Patreon a whale feces story, whales fecal plumes, and that, you know, the researchers have to throw their clothes out. We're going to throw our clothes out.
Yeah.
Right? America, all of them. All of the, from this Trump era, you can't get it. We're going to have to burn our clothes.
I think the Republican Party has been destroyed. Absolutely destroyed. So something, way, something that, that it used to be is going to have to be built from the ground up again.
I thought of another part of this whole Madison Square Garden thing. You read the reporting in the Post that if they absolutely vetted Tony, what's his name, and they took out the calling Kamala the C word, but left everything. First of all, what does that tell you? First of all, how many times do you think Trump and his ilk have called her the C word behind closed doors? That was a cynical, oh, we don't want to piss women off anymore, so we're going to take that out. But they left in all the other garbage, Puerto Ricans and black people, and stuff calling Kamala a whore was okay, too, and she has pimp handlers. All that was, they just, if you've ever been in a relationship with a woman of any kind, you know that the C word is nuclear winter. So, it was just a political calculation, like, oh, that might be too much. I mean, we'll call her that all the time, but that might be too much.
But screw the Puerto
Ricans.
All
the other stuff.
Yeah.
But what does that make you, right? What does that tell you everything about people of color? They're like, that, we don't care. Say whatever you want about all those garbage people, right? Just don't, God. By the way, could women be any matter?
I know a woman voting for Donald.
Oh, my God.
Who has a daughter?
I'll be your protector, whether you like it or not.
Polls are showing that women are voting against Donald.
Yes. How much you want to go? How about the freak out over that ad with Julia Roberts saying you don't have to tell your husband who you voted for?
Right.
They're obviously
Newt Gingrich.
Moral arbiter. You know the right thing. He was saying that's the wrong thing morally, Chris. The right thing morally is to leave your wife when she's dying of cancer to go your intern.
Speaking of, Jesse Waters had an affair with his current wife on his first wife.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yes. The arbiters of moral values over on the right are freaking out about telling women to lie to their husband.
Newt Gingrich is really upset at Julia Roberts for telling women to lie to their husbands.
Hang on. I wasn't going to get to this, but okay. Yes. He said, frankly, really? I'm going to look for what... Okay, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Hannity saying, I'm going to look for what manliness looks like next to George Clooney, a Hollywood jackass spoiled elitist.
What?
Oh, really? Because you're not a coastal elitist jackass, are you, Sean? Oh, my God. No, thank you. He's no John Wayne. And then didn't Tucker Carlson also yesterday say Tim Walz is obviously gay?
Yeah.
By the way, you know who I always thought was obviously gay? Tucker Carlson. And I'm gay, so I don't think that was a bad thing. I just always assumed he was. Oh, my God, I hate this campaign.
He likes to do butt stuff.
Okay, these people are dishonest. Newt Gingrich said these people are
Is this against the quote?
No. It's Newt Gingrich. I hate everyone today. And so for them to tell people to lie is just a further example of the depth of their corruption. This is the guy that got run out of Congress on a rail for being corrupt in addition to a moral, adulterous pig. Oh, my God. He said, you're walking around saying wives should lie to their husbands. Husbands should lie to their wives. No, only you when your wife's dying of cancer. Oh, my God, I can't. Did we ask Dr. Eller if my head can it explode?
We did ask, and he said it could happen.
Is it a thing?
It is a thing. Yeah. Exploding head syndrome.
Wait, we're not done with Newt Gingrich. I mean, what kind of totally amoral? Newt Gingrich said, what kind of amoral, corrupt, sick system has the Democrats develop if they think about it at that level? That's astonishing, the decay. And then he claimed the aforementioned decay is why Bobby Kennedy Jr. no longer supports the Democratic Party. Also noted, Stevie adulterer. Okay, this campaign has obviously broken Donald Trump, and it's. But you know what? We kind of
broken you too.
Yeah. Whose joke was that about? You don't really beat cancer if you die of it. It's pretty much a tie. That was a Norm Macdonald joke.
Who died of cancer?
Yes. But I feel like that's like it's broken me and Trump. It's what we got there together. It broke both of us. Different ways, but. Okay. I have one that's going to make me a little happy. Trump's camp is literally freaking out because the election is slipping away is the headline. How many more days do we have?
Where do you think
we're going after this? What? After someone should shoot Liz Cheney in the face? Where are we going after that, do you think?
Five days.
You know what? My mind doesn't go there.
Jonathan Lemire said there's good reason for panicking within Trump's inner circle. He said you have people like Charlie Kirk freaking out now. Oh, he's also a noted ladies man, Charlie Kirk, freaking out about the whole.
He likes
butt. Because I'm sure no woman's ever faked anything with him.
He likes butt stuff.
Is he a bottom?
Would you stop?
What? What?
saying the numbers are looking terrible in Pennsylvania, that right now Trump is on the way to losing. Lemire said you're seeing false confidence being put forward by the Trump campaign in part because they want to appease the candidate who doesn't like to hear bad news. But behind the scenes, there is growing worry. I think we're seeing Trump's outbursts and violent rhetoric increase more and more. Were he to lose, suddenly the criminal cases come back, and that's adding to the pressure, I'm told. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. But it is... I was thinking today, I'm like, oh my God, how many more days do we have before I...
Five. Until the election is over.
Yeah, five until the election is over. I mean, until the polls close.
Right.
Okay. I'm not sure the election's going to be over.
Well, until you can't vote.
I agree with some of our guests that I think it could be a big enough blowout. I think this is going to be one of those the polls and pundits are f***ing...
She's in a mood.
They're effing effed. Even, Doug Burgum says he thinks we're going to know election night, but he also would not say whether Trump should declare victory before the election results, because, yeah, why would you do that? He said in New Mexico yesterday that he won New Mexico twice, which he did, of course.
He did not.
Either. Okay, so he was asked, Doug Burgum was asked, if you're around him on Tuesday, will you encourage him to wait till all the results are in? The ballots have been counted. Burgum refused to answer again. And said, what I'm optimistic for is this country, we're going to know the victory on Tuesday night. And, you know, not a day later or days later or weeks later. I don't know. Everyone knows he's already claiming victory. He's not even going to wait till Election Day. He's already claiming theft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a thing?
I don't know.
I need a thing.
Why would I know?
I am so cranky. God, did I?
I don't know why you would know.
I'm going upstairs to have... Extra carnation instant bitch. That's what I'm doing.
Do butt stuff.
He's into butt stuff today.
Oh, 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's Dog. Okay, can I explain the sleeping situation that's currently happening?
Okay.
Okay, Bonnie and Clyde, we're sort of like sardines. Like, one of them is like pasted to my stomach and the other one to my lower back. So, like, I don't know, one of us, someone's inside spoon, someone's outside spoon. And then they basically heat me to, you know, roughly 400 degrees, like a turkey, like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Sure.
Do
they at least baste you?
No. Oh. I do that myself. Okay. I make my own gravy.
Okay, good.
But it's hard to believe 2 10-pound dogs generate that much heat.
Right.
But when they are literally pasted to your body, like tumas, it's a... But the thing you cannot do is move them in any way.
Okay.
Yeah. So people understand the degree that you love your doggies because they are your children. And so you are not going to feed them things with dangerous byproducts, junk food, stuff that's made of, I don't know, packing house scraps, supermarket scraps. You're going to feed them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, which is all meat, no dangerous byproducts, and a bunch of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, raw, freeze-dried. They love it. Love it. Love it. 54% off Nature's Blend right now and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild. Don't say it too loud. They're in here.
Sorry.
DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in... Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What makes Wisconsin great?
Find out as Todd Albaugh and friends tour the state by bus, and they're coming to a city near you.
If people want to come out and say hi, first drink is on us, whether it's alcohol or not, and then some cheese curds, and we're going to be doing that all week long.
La Crosse to Eau Claire, Stevens Point to Appleton. Learn more and where to join them at civicmedia.us/whatmakeswisconsingreat.
The Todd Albaugh Show, a tour of, by, and for the people, all week, noon to 2.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. What? It is the Stephanie Miller Show. SexyLiberal.com. Get those last tickets for tomorrow night in L.A. Mm-hmm. We've got Mark Hamill and Glenn Kirshner and Representative Adam Schiff, future senator of the great state of California. President Bartlett, due to security concerns and helping save America, is a maybe. He's in swing states.
If he gets Pennsylvania for us, I'll forgive him.
All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, John Cooper said, I believe Kamala Harris will win Pennsylvania by an even larger margin than predicted, also because I sacrificed.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Polls simply aren't able to fully capture the real anger toward Trump that's felt by many of the 470,000 Puerto Ricans, 120,000 Ukrainian Americans, and 760,000 Polish Americans in the state. I think that's true. And the women's vote. I think they're severely underestimating. Let's go to Joe in Chicago real quick. Hi, Joe.
Yes. Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to point out that I think people are really overdoing this idea that Trump has dementia and cognitive impairment. He's not he's crystal clear on his focus and what he's trying to do. He's trying to vilify all the people who criticize him and immoralize all the people that support him, no matter how bad they are.
I think both things can be true. Let's do an election improv.
Why not both?
Yes, he is evil and intentional in his evil, and also clearly is suffering from dementia and God knows whatever. We're back to the original. Where the or his medical records? Look at him. Look at him trying to get in that plane or their truck. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Ay, ay, ay. 29 minutes after the hour. Ernie Hudson. That's who we're going to call. Ha, ha, ha. Next.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Happy Halloween. Let's cut to the chase. Not our most comfortable trick-or-treating weather. It was warmer this morning than it is now, and now we've got a wind advisory in effect. The National Weather Service says we might have gusts of wind up to 50 miles per hour. We'll see some tree limbs down. We might even have some isolated power outages. This advisory ends at 10 o'clock tonight. Now, there aren't official trick-or-treating hours for the city of Madison, but generally, trick-or-treating is encouraged between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. When it comes to other cities in Dane County, for Fitchburg and Monona, they recommend trick-or-treating from 4 to 7. In Verona and Middleton, hours are 5 to 8. Kids are most likely to get hurt as pedestrians on Halloween than any other day of the year. So to keep them safe, advocacy groups recommend trick-or-treating earlier rather than later and always staying with your young kids. If there aren't adequate street lights where you're trick-or-treating, bring a flashlight with you. And if older kids are out trick-or-treating without adult supervision, you should know which route they're taking and have an agreed-upon time for them to come home. Switching gears, Wisconsin has one of the higher closure rates in the U.S. for charter schools. A new report from the Center for Charter School Accountability shows nationally 25% of charter schools close within the first 5 years. Here in Wisconsin, it's over 45%. Charter schools get public funding but are usually run by private entities. They're often billed as alternatives for families who want more options. But what do you do when that school you handpicked is set to close? Jenny Hofschulte of the Wisconsin Public Education Network.
That's 45% of those families put into a lurch and having to make pivots and new choices for their children.
She says traditional public schools are happy to welcome these students back, but local districts often have to rush to place them. Wisconsin currently has more than 200 registered charter schools. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s, and then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close November 5th. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Count on us on air at 92.7 WMDX, on the web at WMDXradio.com, and always on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll be live from Fox City Stadium, the home of the Timber Rattlers, a Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project, your calls and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At SAMHSA.gov.
He also is talking about putting a national sales tax on everything. Things to buy, every clothes, food, toys, whatever you buy, $4,000 a year that it adds to your family. Now look, this dude's nearly 80 years old. He damn near killed himself getting into a garbage can.
Yay, Coach Walls.
Yep.
All right. So everybody is out doing the Lord's work in this last weekend before the election. This is so exciting for me.
Yeah.
I can't contain myself from saying who can we call, because
oh, stop it.
Who are we going to call?
Stephanie.
Ernie Hudson's here. Oh my God.
Ernie Hudson.
It's so exciting. Ernie, good morning. Thanks so much for coming on with us.
Well, good morning. Who are you going to call?
You get to that joke first. Before I have to say, I'm a good, Lily Tomlin's a good friend of mine, and more importantly, you played Lily Tomlin's boyfriend on Grace and Frankie, and I am also gay, and I would also like you to be my boyfriend after watching that show.
You know, I love Lily. She was wonderful to work with, and yeah, it was one of the best experiences I've ever had. I really love her.
I bet. Well, let's talk about what you're doing. It's so important. You are with Lily's one of the other
She's in there.
The other stars. The Hometown Project is a great organization, connects well-known individuals to local races. This year, they're working with the Michigan Democratic Party to create over 20 videos supporting their highest priority local candidates. You know, Ernie, in a presidential year, those races get forgotten sometimes, don't they?
Yeah, I think people think about the, you know, top of the ticket, and that's what they focus on, but without realizing that it's the local elections that really impact their lives even more so. And a lot of decisions are made, you know, by people who we tend to not look into their policies or their politics or, you know, what they're really standing for. So it's really important that they become aware of who's really making decisions about their lives, you know,
yeah.
You know, now.
Well, and
so we get caught up in presidential stuff, but there's a lot going on that we really should be aware of.
Yeah, and Ernie, I think that's one of the things the Democratic Party has not been as good at, and that's why I'm glad that you're doing stuff like this. Because talk about Kira Harris Bolden, Kimberly Ann Thomas. This is Michigan State Supreme Court, and Joey Andrews for Michigan State House. Just talk about those races for a sec.
Well, I did some work for Joey some time ago, and honestly, I've never really met him, but I know that they've been doing some amazing work in Michigan. You know, Michigan's my hometown. And so I just really want to mainly just make people aware that this is really, really important. There's a huge price that's been paid just for us to have the right to vote, and we want to always maintain that, and we can do that by exercising that right. But Joey's been doing a lot of work, and of course, the court is so, so important, and it impacts so many things. And just to make people to be conscious of, you know, not just, well, to vote first off, but to really be aware who you're supporting.
Speaking of Michigan, so Donald Trump, just as you know, insulted Detroit in Detroit, said the whole country is going to be like Detroit if you elect Kamala Harris, to which I was like, oh, good, because Detroit has been a real comeback story, right? And people from Detroit are very proud. Go ahead. Yeah, talk a little about that.
Well, it has been. So we have, in so many areas, we've really made progress. And it really sort of it breaks my heart that, you know, he goes to these places and he says this stuff. He's insulted everybody, and people take that to be real. People haven't actually traveled to Detroit and seen the progress and seen the work that people are doing, and they believe this nonsense. And, you know, I mean, it's just really disappointing. And a lot of that is just people not, you know, taking the time to really, you know, research and investigate and see what's really going on.
Yeah. One of the highlights of my life was in Detroit. We played we're about ready to do Sexy Liberal LA tomorrow. We did Sexy Liberal Detroit, and Aretha Franklin came.
Yeah.
And I watched her giant hat shake. She was laughing so hard. But it was at the beautiful, it was, I think, Fox Theater there. I mean, there's gorgeous theaters. Go ahead.
No. There is so much, you know, wonderful work being done, and people, you know, who are actually out there on the front lines, you know, day to day, you know, I mean, you know, we step in an election and we, you know, try to, you know, say some things, but there are people who are working day in and day out, and they really don't get the credit, you know, because we've made a lot of progress. Obviously, we have a long way to go, but we certainly don't want to step back.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've noticed Donald Trump's very subtle dog whistle, Ernie, but when he says places like Detroit, he means black.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Oh, it's not subtle to me. I mean, it's pretty loud.
Yeah, right.
Pretty deafening. Well, you know, we're having Lavora Barnes on coming up here, who's, you know, working with this whole thing. But he's, you know, she just tweeted Trump started a riot to stop black voters' ballots from being counted in Detroit in 2020. You know, and she's now his biggest donor, Elon Musk, thinks he can come into our communities and dangle cash prizes to buy our votes. Yeah, talk a little bit about that. I mean, I just, you know, I feel like, don't you feel like this is a script for Bullworth that got rejected in Hollywood? Like, you're just like, you can't directly insult this many groups of people and get elected, can you? I mean, Detroit,
yeah,
Haitians, Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, I think it's just based on the fears. You know, a lot of people who are afraid of, you know, I don't want to say the boogeyman, but something that really they haven't confronted, but they believe it's there, and they're so afraid. And it's, you know, someone was talking about one of the states putting in a transgender law against sports. It never had an incident or a case of that happening, but you know, we're so afraid of the other. And I think it's part of that Trump's thing is to make everyone the other, the boogeyman, and so we have to. And that's, you know, what happened during Reconstruction, you know, the Klan, all of that was about, you know, people who look different and they're dangerous, and you know, and it's a real throwback, but it allows certain people to have power and the rest of us to fight amongst ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, people are saying that, you know, he's supplied this October surprise himself, I guess, with this Madison Square Garden thing. But I boy, you couldn't have a starker example. Right, of just this, and it wasn't just one comedian and one joke, Ernie. It was just a parade of hatred and, you know, misogyny and racism.
Right, that alone should have been enough to wake a lot of people up. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's, you go back to, you know, 1939 and, you know, the Nazis and all that, and it's so obvious, but I think people are so busy looking at, you know, the fear of, I'm not sure what, you know, I would think we've been together. I was in my hometown, Michigan, and I went to places and I saw people watching. They're so afraid. I'm thinking, you know, we've been together for a long time. I mean, it's not, you know, we're not strangers, you know, unless we make ourselves that way. And it's,
yeah.
I just think it's time to, let go of that angst and fear.
I think Kamala Harris is right that we're just exhausted, aren't we, with this chaos and hate and divisiveness. It's been almost a decade now.
Yeah, no, it has been, and it's amazing to me that. And what amazes me is how people can forget. I'm like, you know, he was president. You know, I mean, there were things, you know, that were happening, and now it's like they're oblivious. And also, you know, I have four sons, and I have one son who's a supporter of his.
Wow.
And for the life of me, I don't understand it. But it's really the fears of what they are going to do. They're coming into, you know, our country, and they're going to do this. But it's not everyone. It's just those people.
Yeah.
And I go, well, you know, but... one of those people.
I certainly hope he's not getting any of that Ghostbusters money. Just kidding. I'm kidding, Ernie. That's up to you. But you bring up a point that they say there is a segment of this, which I don't get for the life of me, Ernie, this whole, like, younger men thing about macho. Is Donald Trump not the most non-macho guy you've ever seen? I mean, I don't get it. Do you?
No, I don't. I don't understand it. I think it's that maybe I look in certain communities and I saw, you know, kids grow up together, and then suddenly they join a gang. It's this gangster thing, and they'll choose their gang over their families. I don't get that.
Yeah.
You know, people belong, and I think a little bit of that. I think that's a little bit of the problem in this country. It's very hard to find a place that will welcome you. You know, and if feel a little off, a little insecure.
Yeah.
And so a lot of these hate groups can, you know, you're part of us now. And we're, if you think like we think, then, you know, there's a place for you. So,
yeah. And I don't mean to be condescending. I just don't get it. I heard a young Latino man interviewed who's voting for Trump, and he, to me, I'm like, how do you start a campaign saying all Mexicans are rapists and then all Puerto Ricans are garbage? Yes. And you know, there's a young Latino guy that thinks you're the guy, or so, you know, something about the economy. And, you know, fact is, Ernie, he wrecked the economy. He's the worst jobs record since Herbert Hoover. There are companies now saying, we are going to raise prices through the roof if he gets in and does this tariff thing and deports half our agriculture workforce. So I just think people, some people are so misinformed.
Yeah, that's, and wanting to believe. I mean, you know, you want to, I don't know, to believe it's all true, to, you know, fear is a strange thing, I guess. And also, I think there's a huge part of the population that really wants to believe there's a conspiracy. I don't want to believe what I see right in front of me. There's something else going on, and I want to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
And,
I know, I don't want, you know, far be it from me to tell you how to parent, but you think maybe crossing the streams would help, or maybe one of those
Miss Miller
boxes.
Oh,
to put...
no.
I'm just saying.
You know, it's honestly, I think that's, you know, to know something that everyone else doesn't know. You know, there's a secret, there's something, there's a conspiracy. I go, yeah, but look at your life now. I mean, just, you're so obsessed with this that you're not living your life, you know? I mean, I'm paying your rent, you know, and you're, you know, but you're so caught up in this whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just, I don't think we could have more warnings, could we, Ernie, from, you know, everyone from economists to mental health professionals to military people that worked under Donald Trump. I mean, climate change, this is going to be Ghostbusters, the Frozen Empire, if he gets back in, don't you think?
Yeah, no, it's obvious. I mean, it's not. I mean, what's at stake? And the idea that it's possibly half the population, it's just, I can't handle it. It's really.
Well,
so we do our part. You know, we show up, and I think that's what we can do. And hopefully there are people who, you know, can see.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for showing up for your home state of Michigan and for your country. And the project is Hometown Project. Get out and vote, Michigan. And Ernie, thanks so much for lending your considerable voice to this.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for giving me the time. I appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you, Ernie.
Thank you so much.
There he goes.
Bye-bye.
That was super cool. Come on.
That was cool.
Squeak. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. You think we might need to... purchase a little calm until Tuesday.
Oh, I have mine ready.
Tuesday. Yeah, your tincture.
Yep.
Jody's got her gummies on.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I picture. Jody's on vacation next week, but I just picture like her just bottle after bottle of just gummies. Just.
I needed them last night when people had a party in my neighborhood and were yelling in front of my house at 10:30 last night.
But at least they didn't slurry your yard.
They did not slurry
the street.
That is true. Hence the party.
Oh, boy. CB Distillery. Trust us. You need it. And this is the source we trust for all that stuff. I'm going to do a bike ride before Sexy Liberal tomorrow, 37 miles, Granada Hills. You know what word is in that? Hills is right in Granada Hills.
They say it's hilly there.
Okay, relief stick. I need it. I got it. Don't miss this massive sale. The fall sale is on, 40% off on everything. OMG, this is your chance to save. CBDistillery.com. Your code is VIP because you're a VIP. CBDistillery.com. The code is VIP. CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat flour, wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Text liberal to 511-511. Text liberal to 511-511. Or go to ffrf.org/vote to join the fight. Text liberal to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ag Safety Campaign.
Yes, this portion of the show brought to you by Freedom From Religion.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. You don't actually hear that. We always think freedom of religion. We also have freedom from religion.
Yeah.
Almost a third of Americans have no religion. At least 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated. 2024, not just another election. This one is poisonal. Guess what? Guess who's going to be at Sexy Liberal tomorrow night? Author of Separation of Church and Hate, John Fugelsang.
That's right.
Okay, everything is on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms. All decided by who we elect. That's why it's critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Church there, state there, sit, stay.
go be to, on opposite sides of the gym like the girls and boys in junior
right.
high.
That's right.
Like a sock hop.
Uh-huh.
Segregated, yes. FFRF.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get a free issue of FFRF's newspaper Free Thought today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go right to FFRF.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply. Karen in Chicago's here in LA, I believe. Hello.
No, we're not there yet. We're being picked up in an hour and a half, and we will be flying out. And apparently we're on the same flight as Larry and the Beth.
The Larry and the Beth.
Very. Yes, Larry and the Beth are coming, too. So I just want to remind everybody, if anybody, please share with everybody. ACLU has a hotline, 1-866-OUR-VOTE. Make sure that people are prepared if they come into any problems, especially in those districts where they are purging voters. And Stephanie, yes. I just want to check. Are you going to be wearing the same dress that you were wearing in Chicago?
No. Different dress.
No. Okay. Because definitely, girl, I mean, I'm just going to say, yeah. Like, I mean, it's all appreciated, but yeah. We would definitely see your hoo-ha.
Yeah.
If you wear that. Yeah. Yes, okay. Definitely. Right. But anyway, looking forward to seeing everybody.
Right. Love,
love you guys.
All right. Love you. See you tomorrow night.
You showed Governor Pritzker your hoot.
No,
cooter.
I didn't. No, he didn't see it. He wasn't there yet.
Wasn't he backstage?
Okay. Amy Siskin says, yeah, but yeah, that wasn't a good angle to see it. Okay. Tonight in Nevada.
Jake Weinbank saw it then.
Jill Weinbank?
Or Jill Weinbank, sorry.
She's seen worse. You know, she dealt with Dirty Dick. Nixon. Uh-huh. What? Tonight in Nevada, Trump told the crowd that Bobby Kennedy Jr. would, quote, work on women's health and all the different reasons because we're not really a wealthy or a healthy country.
Okay.
He also said Democrats want to ban windows and cows.
Windows?
He is in major cognitive decline. Why isn't our media calling this out?
Windows?
Well, also,
we're going to ban windows and cows.
Did you see Trump's transition person yesterday said that they were going to take a look at pulling all vaccines?
Yes. Oh, Bob Schooley said, does RFK Jr. get a special Make Polio Great Again hat?
Uh-huh.
That'd probably be a good idea. Yes, yet another doctor has warned about the catastrophic consequences if Trump gets back in. Not only Mike Johnson has pledged to take a sledgehammer to the Affordable Care Act, but that he will pull vaccines. Bobby Kennedy,
right.
This lunatic, would be in charge of God knows what,
right.
Health and Human Services. This other doctor was saying that we are very likely to be hit by bird flu at some point. There will be another pandemic. Can you even imagine how many people are going to die if these lunatics are in charge of the asylum?
Oh, and Elon Musk says that there's going to be some economic pain.
We just have to deal with it.
We just have to deal with it. Yeah, a rich guy like Elon Musk saying, oh, you're going to have to deal with some pain.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get right on that. By the way, The Economist, that's not really a liberal rag.
No.
Powerful endorsement of Kamala Harris from fiscally conservative The Economist. Mika Brzezinski said this is not something, some liberal bastion. I did not see this coming. The Economist argued Trump supporters are deluding themselves about the dangers the second Trump administration presented to the global economy and national security. They say Trump poses an unacceptable risk to America and the world. Brzezinski said that's powerful. The impact of a Trump presidency, the disastrous consequences on our allies and the world economy. No matter how you do the math, it's hard to justify Trump on economic policies, they wrote. Trying to justify him on any basis. Chris.
Uh-oh.
Hi. Okay. Let's do this.
Who said of Liz Cheney, let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her. Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when guns are trained on her face.
Mr. Spacely.
No, we already covered that. That would be Donald Trump. Yesterday.
Donald Trump is like Mr. Spacely.
Spacely was nicer and smarter and thinner.
Okay. I think I've been mentioning this, but this is one. Columbia Sportswear said, we are set to raise prices. This is if Trump gets in. Mm-hmm. He said it's going to be very, very difficult to keep products affordable for Americans. Companies that rely on foreign supplies for baby products, auto parts, clothing, to name just a few, say the only way to survive Trump's promised tariffs would be to offload the cost onto consumers. How many more days?
5. So people can't vote anymore.
Okay. Lavora Barnes. chairman of the chairwoman of
A Voice for Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next program, is it the last gasp of democracy?
Is it the pre-election depression special on the John and Gordy Show?
Tune in.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.